We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
There are so many remarkable things going on in Pittsburgh and so much incredible work that is being done here. Not the least bit surprised that a Duquesne professor is one of just 12 individuals and the only one from the state of Pennsylvania to be recognized as a national fellowship winner for nurse leaders and innovators. Please welcome into the program Dr. Grace Campbell, an assistant professor of nursing at Duquesne University. Dr. Campbell, it is great to have you joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. And Rick, it's really great to be here, and I'm so excited to be able to talk with you today.
Well, the Betty Irene Moore Fellowship for Nurse Leaders and Innovators is housed at UC Davis. This is funded through a $37.5 million grant that comes from the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation. That particular fellowship is basically a program that looks at early and mid-career scholars of nursing with a high potential to accelerate leadership when it comes to research, practice, education, policy, and entrepreneurship. And what they did is they looked at Dr. Grace Campbell's work and they said, this is worthy of that kind of recognition. Do you find yourself waking up with that sort of an announcement in your mailbox and sort of pinching yourself? I mean, is that an accurate way in terms of maybe the surprise that you had when you actually won?
Yes, that would be, that's a pretty good way to describe it. I didn't think I was going to get it, quite honestly, because there were so many qualified people, I'm sure, who applied. And nurses all over the country are doing innovative, groundbreaking things every day to improve care. So right. I was surprised and gratified.
The work that you've been doing works basically with early rehabilitation, the way it's been described to me, in terms of gynecologic cancer care. What do you mean by early rehabilitation of these cancer patients?
That's a great question, Rick. Typically, we've heard about rehabilitation as something that happens after an illness or an injury. And the science is pretty clear that the earlier that rehabilitation is started in a person's disease trajectory, the more effective it is at improving long-term outcomes. And that's across any disease. And in cancer care delivery, we typically wait until people start to have long-term effects from the treatments that they undergo before we say, hey, maybe we should do something about this and help these people get back to doing what they need to do every day in their lives. And so the research, as I said, is very clear that early intervention is critical to improving outcomes. And so my project aims to take that early intervention into a cancer care clinic at UPMC McGee.
Now, this particular fellowship will be giving you $450,000 to work on this particular project. How will that money make a difference in terms of what you can do? Because we all know how difficult it is to get funding for basic research, science research, even medical research.
Yeah, absolutely. This funding is going to be absolutely key because it is going to allow me to bring the key power players in cancer care delivery all to the table, both across the country as well as at UPMC. And this money will make it possible for me to get them all in a room figuratively and talk about what it is that we need to do. What kinds of changes do we need to make in the way we deliver care to be able to bring early rehabilitation to every cancer patient?
It seems to me, and again, this is an uneducated observation, but when we talk about an injury, let's say somebody has an ankle injury, you have to wait until that has healed before you begin your rehab or your physical therapy to get you back on the court to play tennis again or basketball again. So maybe that's the mindset that many of us then have. Well, the same thing must be true with a disease like cancer. I mean, does that make any sense at all, or am I missing something there?
No, you are absolutely on target with that, and that has been the prevailing thought for many years in cancer treatment. We've been very focused, first of all, as we should be, on finding a cure and getting people into remission. So most of the efforts around cancer care have gone to that. As I said, the research has started coming out to show that in any disease, particularly as well as in cancer, that if we know what's going to happen. We know that people are going to suffer disabling impairments as a result of cancer and cancer treatment.
Yep.
We can actually start working on those to prevent them or at least lessen them before they even begin treatment through surgery, radiation, or chemotherapy. And so you're right. The reason that we aren't doing this is just because it's not been the traditional way we've thought about disease and disability.
It's also interesting that many times the actual treatment ends up doing a lot of damage to the body as well, right? I mean, the chemotherapy, the radiation, the way that you go about attacking a metastasizing cell that is cancer ends up doing some damage to the body too. And that's just sort of thought of as being collateral damage. That's what we have. That's the best we have right now, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And while we all hope that someday there will be a cure where people will not have cancer, right now we have thousands and thousands of people. Right now there are actually 16.9 million cancer survivors in the United States who have had these toxic drugs and these really strong radiation treatments that disable their cardiac system, their lung system, their balance, their mobility, all kinds of different effects and now they're not able to live their lives. They're not able to work the way they could or be parents or be community volunteers or all those things that make life worth living.
Yeah, no, it changes an awful lot of things for a lot of people. Well, we are very, very happy for you and the fact that you are one of 12. We are grateful that you are representing Pittsburgh, not only Duquesne University where you now teach, but also where you're an adjunct at the University of Pittsburgh and the work that you've done to get your PhD at the University of Pittsburgh as well. Congratulations on this fellowship and keep up the great work.
Thank you so much, Rick, and thank you for having me today.
Dr. Grace Campbell, Associate Professor of Nursing at Duquesne University, again, receiving one of 12 national fellowships for nurse leaders and innovators.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.